Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 11, 1976, in New York.
Swami, how could you convince then these Christian people that Krishna, Christ was the Son of God?
I said himself that I am Son of God.
Yes, but many Christians, they do not...
Many Christians, sir. There are so many Christian editions. That is another thing.
They have accepted.
But all these Christians, they are all my students, they are coming from Christian. How they accept Krishna as the Father?
Prabhupada, did Christ return to the spiritual planet and then when he left Earth to be the Krishna?
No, he is coming from spiritual planet. He is a Christ, representative of Krishna. We accept him as Sattva-Visavada. So, I was invited in some priestly meeting in Melbourne. They asked me the question, what is your opinion of Christ? So I said, he's our Guru. Actually, we accept him. He's preaching God's message. He's Vaishnava. Anyone who accepts God, he was explaining kingdom of God. So according to time, circumstances, audience, now we can just imagine what kind of people we have to deal with. That his commandment is, thou shall not kill. Then understand how much they are accustomed to killing. So what kind of men they were. And not only that, in spite of hearing his instruction, thou shalt not kill, they killed him first. So what kind of men they were, just imagine. He said, thou shalt not kill. And they decided, they shall kill you first. So this class of men, he had to deal with.
What would happen to the people that killed Christ on the cross? Very bad.
Christ cannot be killed, but they killed themselves.
So they read that Christ said that I and my Father are one. Yes. So they say, therefore Christ is Krishna, so therefore Krishna can't be God.
One means in quality.
Yeah.
And in the Vedic literature we say, Aham Brahmasmi. That means we are one in quality. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. So now we are material Bhuta, Jiva Bhuta. When we realize that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, I am part and parcel of God, that is Brahma Bhuta. Then bhakti begins. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atana Sodhakuna Atana Samasya Dusa Madhvakti Ravate. Then he enters into bhakti. After Brahma realizes. So Lord Buddha is finished?
No.
Gone? Finish it.
The animal sacrifice, as stated in the Vedas, is different from the unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse, because the asuras, or the so-called scholars of Vedic literatures, put forward the evidence of animal killing in the Vedas. Lord Buddha superficially denied the authority of the Vedas. This rejection of the Vedas by Lord Buddha was adopted in
that
order
fact,
to...
He said that in the Vedas there is animal. And he's not wasting his time. He said, I don't care for you. It is my order that you stop if you love me. Here it is. He cannot focus that house in reference to the Vedas. or any sacrifice, either the Jews, everyone, the Mahavirans,
Buddha,
they also make sacrifice. One day in the year, they sacrifice. It's not that they recommend open slaughter. This is all nonsense, lakas. That sacrifice also recommends them in this sense, that you cannot stop animal killing. There will be a class of men who eat meat, to give them some concession. So this is recommended. All right, if you want to eat meat, you sacrifice. Among the Hindus, just like Kali Puja, Durga Puja, the animal eaters, they give this concession that if you want to eat meat, you just worship Goddess Kali. And just Goddess Kali worshipping is recommended on the Amavasya, the dark moon night, one day in a day, in a month, at the dead of night. So if one goes on eating meat in this way, one day in a month, and dead of night, then you automatically eat it. So much bother is better be. Actually divine. Yes, you can eat once in a month, and at the dead of night, when everyone will sleep. Nobody can hear the screaming of the animals. These are the recommendations. That is indirectly denied. If one is intelligent, he will accept it. So why is so much moderation for you to be better than you?
There's so many gurus.
No, we are not talking of so many gurus. We are talking of real gurus. Real guru. Real guru is he who talks in disciple succession of Krishna. Even parampara prasam imam rajarsam. That is guru. The bhumi for guru is no guru. Avaishnava guru na sasya. Anyone who is not Vaishnava is not guru. But he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan, Jayam Paramam Griyam Madhvakti Shulla. You see, find out this. He is Guru. He is preaching what Krishna has taught. He is Guru. Not that anyone and everyone becomes Guru. No. If you want to be cheated by such a rascal Guru, that is your business. But who is Guru that is stated in this world? Huh? Anyone who preaches the teachings of Krishna is Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Amar Agnai Guru Haiya Tara Eish Desh. You become a Guru at my order. How shall I become Guru? I have no knowledge. Oh, you don't require any knowledge. It's a better question. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Simply repeat the instruction of Krishna, you become Guru. Everyone can become. Instruction is there. Krishna says, sarva dhammān parityajya māmi kanda saranam bhaja. He says the same thing. Not that I have become Krishna, not man. You see, it is surrender to Krishna, then you become Guru. Krishna instructs not to become Krishna. If you want to become Krishna, then you are not Guru. You are cheated. Suppose you are working for Master. If you say, my Master has fixed up this price, you cannot change. Then you are honest salesman. And if you place yourself, the hardly must, then you are cheated. the Chitakananda teacher. The teacher is he who simply teaches what Krishna has said. That's all. He's teaching. That is not difficult. Anyone can do. You have a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dakho tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Whomever you be, you simply speak to him, he is instructor of Krishna. Then you can go. And if you don't say that, you manufacture your own words, then you are cheated. You are not teacher. So the so-called gurus, they are cheater. They want to become Krishna. But they are cheaters. And it is very easy thing if you teach people that you take this mantra and you become God. It's God. So easy thing to become God. But they want to be cheated. By saying mantra, I shall become God. They want to be cheated. They do not think that whether I can actually become God. They do not take the weight of his existence. What is that now?
Sir, thank you so much.